Hey, I'm Kevin Dees, and this is the RoboJuice Podcast. Hey guys, today I want to talk specifically to the podcast people, those of you who like listening to the show. I really wanted to talk to you today about WordPress and how you can take this open source free content management system and turn it into something that's an easy choice, something that you can say, hey, I can make WordPress work for this situation. You know, at RoboJuice, we're always talking about how you need to choose the right tools for the right scenarios. And I really want to help bring you over to the WordPress side by talking about how we can really overcome the main obstacle that WordPress presents, which is this chaos of plugins, right? This ocean of plugins that really just crush what we're trying to do. And so I want to talk to you about how you can make WordPress an easy choice by stopping that chaos of plugins by simply using the right tools. You know, WordPress plugins help really anyone add the features that they need to their site with a single click. If you need a contact form, you do a single click, you can get a plugin for that. If you need to keep hackers out of your site, you know, there's a plugin for that. So, you know, if somebody told you WordPress can be hacked easy, well, there's plugins that help eliminate some of those problems. Obviously, the programmer, whoever's building your site, needs to think about other things, but those things being, you know, your server or the network that you're on, that kind of thing. But really, you don't need to concern yourself with that. You know, WordPress as a platform can be secure, and that's what we're talking about. So, you know, there's a plugin for that. If you need to connect your CRM, maybe MailChimp or your email marketing system, or, you know, you want to send us fax, like you can send a fax with WordPress by using a plugin. I mean, plugins let you do just about anything that you need in WordPress, right? WordPress plugins, they're great. However, there's a problem, and maybe you've already started to see it, right? After you start to pile on these layers of plugins and you install them with the easy, simple clicking, your website can easily become a house of cards. And this is really where it starts to break down. And this is because each plugin is made by somebody different. You know, imagine buying a car. And every part is made by a different manufacturer. And add to that trouble, each manufacturer has different parts, and those parts are made using different standards. And then, you know, there's different levels of craftsmanship in there. And, you know, if we're talking about the digital space, maybe each one of those manufacturers are throwing ads and putting advertising on all those parts. So not only do you have a car that is built with all these random parts, it looks like something out of Mad Max, right? Just these random pieces, like this rust bucket almost, though it's not really rusty. And then you turn that into a NASCAR and you just throw stickers all over, right? Not every part would have a sticker, but let's just kind of think crazy here. You know, this is the situation that we put ourselves in when we start to use too many plugins in WordPress. And by no means am I going to put anybody that I love inside of one of those cars, right, to drive them off and go do anything. I'm going to get something that was made by a single manufacturer. And so when we use WordPress, you know, you need to remember that you don't want to put your loved business into a car like that, right? A website built in that way. And I think that's really where most of the pushback comes on systems like WordPress, or maybe even Drupal, if you wanted to go that far or talk about that. But really, you know, at RoboJuice, when we build websites, we don't want to put your business into that kind of car. We don't want to put you into that kind of website. So, you know, when you're building your website, when we're building your website, right? When you have a website, you want your website to run fast, operate securely, break less, and look great. And that's what we want. So we're not going to do this plugin thing. So that if that's not an option, how do you get the features that you need to build the website that you need that can do the CRM, the email marketing, all that stuff. How do you do that without creating this huge mess that's impossible to maintain? And, right, so the solution, how do we get it fast, operating securely, breaking less, looking great? We do that by using a framework that we've created called TypeRocket. Now, framework, that's a new word. What is a framework? Well, TypeRocket is a framework, which means it's not a plugin, right? TypeRocket's a framework. So think of a framework like this. While a plugin lets you add features with a single click, a framework lets you add features, similar features, almost the exact same features, with a single line of code. So instead of clicking, you're writing code. So once you get into the coding part, the number of people who can add these features drops off, and that's a good thing. You know, you don't want everyone building your website, right? You want professionals. You want somebody who understands the space. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're the one, right? You don't want, if you're a web developer, you don't want your customers adding features to the website. You want them to call you because the customer might not know if they install that plugin, it's going to blow up their entire site. And you're helping your client by keeping the big red button, the destroy button, out of their hands, right? So, you know, and for the client as well, you don't want to build your own website. You want somebody who can do those things to do it so you can work on what's most important, the business that you love. So that's the power of a framework. A framework takes the clicking out of it and puts the coding into it, but not so much coding that it drives up the cost for a business. So now we're really starting to see how WordPress is becoming an easier choice. Okay, like if we were using a pure framework system like Laravel, your team's got to code all kinds of stuff. I mean, you got to code so much, your costs are going up. But WordPress helps drive the costs down so you can get the website that you need quicker. And then TypeRocket brings in that balance by giving you the framework capabilities so that what? So that coders can code it? No. The real benefit to using a framework isn't so coders can have work to do, right? It's not so you can spend money on that stuff instead of clicking. It's so that the people who code have a single toolbox to work from. And with that single toolbox, the work that's being done can have the same standards and the same level of craftsmanship applied to your website when you're building it. And that gets us away from that car that nobody wants to drive and that we're not going to put you in. So then what happens is when the people who are building your site are working along the same lines, we're all using the same toolbox and the same standards and the same level of craftsmanship, greatness can be achieved on your site. And that's what you want. You want a great site that does what? Runs fast, operates securely, breaks less, and looks great. So by building TypeRocket at RoboJuice and offering it up for people to use, we are helping make WordPress the easy choice by driving costs down and driving success up. So, you know, us building it is really just the beginning of this whole thing. We also made TypeRocket 100% free. It's GPL licensed. It's compatible with WordPress. You can use it for free forever. If somebody installs TypeRocket on your site, us or someone else, it's free forever. You never have to pay us anything. You know, it's almost like we're joining in the community of people who are helping each other build these things. We're contributing with this system. So we want to do that. We want to make TypeRocket 100% free, and we do that. You know, we've also helped other web design companies at RoboJuice use TypeRocket for themselves. We've written about it, and we've made videos about it. We've helped people on the TypeRocket.com website. So, you know, all the documentation, everything that you need as a coder is there to help you do that. You know, we speak at conferences and events about TypeRocket. You know, we're adding new features and options to TypeRocket all the time so that that one line of code standard for the features that you need can continue to be true no matter what the new or old technologies are. You know, and we're doing a lot more. You know, I might talk a little bit more to the coders later in this podcast. But with Type Rocket, you can add any number of features just like you can with plugins. You can connect your CRM, email marketing system, create a contact form, block hackers, send a fax. With Type Rocket, you can do it, which means you can build the site that you need without the chaos. So, you know, what if you need to use plugins? Well, Type Rocket also works great with other plugins. You know, if you want to use some really good ones like Gravity Forms or iTheme Security Pro, you know, I say go for it. In fact, we use a lot of those plugins with Type Rocket all at the same time. The only thing is, we want to stay away from that house of plugins, the house of cards. We don't want to build on a nasty foundation. We want to build a solid foundation, all working from the same standards, without those NASCAR stickers all over, you know, those advertisements all over our websites when we're using it. And so that's the power of using a framework, and we've built one called Type Rocket. There's other frameworks out there. I'm sure they're awesome. We've used some of them in the past, but really, we've honed in on exactly what we feel like help our clients, again, you know, drive down their costs and drive up success, and that's what Type Rocket does. So, hey, if you don't know what Type Rocket is, hopefully you have a little glimpse into it. If you don't know what frameworks are, you've got some feel for that. So when your team's talking to you about these subjects, you can be informed about it, and you can go build a business that you love and focus on what matters most. So for you programmer people out there, here's your tidbit. Go to typerocket.com, go to the documentation, and click on version 3, or whatever version's the latest. That's where you can find out how to make all the things happen in WordPress beyond the simple features that you might expect there. You know, you can add custom routes, middleware, you know, add security layer features. You can find all that stuff on typerocket.com underneath documentation. Lots there. Love to hear from you on GitHub too. But hey, if you're just a business person and you want to make the right choice when it comes to your website, think about using WordPress with the framework of Type Rocket. So again, thanks everybody for listening. I hope you have an awesome day. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you don't mind hopping over to iTunes and giving us a review if you like the show, that would be awesome. We would love to see 5 stars from you. But if not, that's totally cool. Up to you. If you don't know what RoboJuice is, we take the guesswork out of web by using a proven process. We offer digital solutions that help companies eliminate the stress of maintaining an effective online platform, freeing you, business owners, to focus your time and energy on the areas that fuel your passion and creativity. So if you want to get in contact with us, you can head over to robojuice.com/podcast, and we would love to hear from you there. Thanks again so much for your time today, and I hope you have a good one.